Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I hope you had an extra special weekend. Welcome to ABQ Connect on a very nice Monday morning, except I'm noticing there are moths like everywhere. I'm looking out the window right now at this beautiful day. Pine trees outside of our studios on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, and there's got to be 10 moths all over the window. Don't know where those are coming from, but I hope they're gone soon. It was kind of cool this morning from my home in Corrales watching the birds dive bomb these things. They were having a moth feast this morning. Hey, we are joined today by Pastor Jason Dickinson. He is the senior pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Albuquerque. They're located at 5331 Montaño Road, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I don't know if we have Brian Ollerid, president of New Mexico Praise, but Brian's going to be joining us as well shortly. Welcome to the program, Pastor Jason. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much, Jim.
Hey, you guys always have some really cool things that you your congregation does to bless our community. Tell us a little bit about the event you have going on with Convoy of Hope coming up this Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we've talked several times the last couple of years. We've been able to partner with Convoy to do a big citywide event.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, this year we were not planning on doing one.
Mm-hmm.
But God had other plans. And so as soon as the crisis hit, we reached out to Convoy and began making preparations to try to get some much-needed supplies to our city. And we got word last week that it was going to happen this week. So we've been scrambling to pull it all together. And so this Saturday, we'll be giving away over 30,000 pounds of groceries. It's going to be some miscellaneous produce items and dairy items, and then we're scrambling to work with other partners to try to add to that to make it even better. But we're going to give away everything we can this coming Saturday. We're planning on serving about 600 families, and it'll be a drive-through. Our team will be out in the parking lot. We'll have everything sorted and ready, and just load it into people's cars and let them take it home and hopefully provide a whole bunch of help and a bunch of hope as well.
Amen. So this Saturday from 9 to 11, and so, of course,
correct,
this Saturday will be the 23rd, and the church is, yes, located at 5331 Montaño Road, Northwest in Albuquerque. And I'm assuming, Pastor, that you're going to be doing things to make people comfortable and stay safe during this COVID thing. It's really, you know, the new normal. We're right in the middle of that now, how this,
yeah,
all works. So, you know, you brought up some other things in addition to saying that you all of a sudden got all these supplies. You mentioned that you need some other partners to come alongside you. What other items and things are you looking for that other churches and other people can come alongside you with?
Absolutely. So right now we have a lot of produce, fruits and vegetables, and dairy products. So really any other items that we can add to that. We've got a pretty good amount of toilet paper on its way. Mm-hmm. We felt like that was still something people could use. We've got some requests out right now for bread and snack items. But, you know, if someone had access to other food items that could be added to this, just to help make it a more rounded box that could help a family, you know, with complete meals. We're making phone calls today and working on those partnerships. And, you know, God's got it all under control. He knew the timeline, and he'll bring the right partners in at the exact time we need them. He always does.
So, Jason, if you're a business person and you're listening to this show, you want to get involved with this, you can use that business person and resources that they might have. If it's a church of a leadership of another church, you're happy to partner with them as well. How about volunteers?
Absolutely.
Are you piled up with volunteers, or do you need some more?
We're going to be okay on volunteers, primarily because we're really paying attention to the safety with all the COVID regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Normally we would go overboard with volunteers, but in this case, we're trying to keep it just down to a minimum of how many we need. We're going to move them as quickly as we can through the parking lot. We're setting it up as stations. And so we're pretty good on volunteers. Any other, donations that could help. So, the point is just to help as many people with as much as we can. And so that would probably be the greatest need at this point.
Jason, tell me how it's going to work. Are people going to stay in their cars? Are going to be able to get out of their cars and go to the stations? How are you going to work with that?
Yeah, people are going to stay in their cars. We're really grateful. APD is coming along to help us with traffic control. I fully expect there to be a pretty long line.
Yeah, sure.
Out of our church parking lot. So we've got a bunch of officers that will be on site to help with that. We'll have good signage. And as they come in, they'll stay in their cars. We will interview them at the entrance to find out how many people are in their family. And that way we can adjust the groceries up or down slightly to try to help people the most. And as they pull around, we'll have different stations where our volunteers will just load the supplies directly into their vehicle for them. And hopefully it'll be a fairly quick and painless process. So we've been talking to several other churches who have done this in other cities in the last couple of weeks and kind of learned from them some best practices. And I feel really good about what's going to happen on Saturday.
Yeah. Jason Dickinson, the senior pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Albuquerque, on the phone with us. And now we're joined also by Brian Allred, president of America Praise. And Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, Jason, honored to be with you guys.
Hey, I want to ask Brian, you guys, both of you, I know, Jason, you've been working on the Convoy of Hope special events. I mean, I know you provided just over $1 million worth of products and benefits to things last summer at the convention center. Brian, I want to ask you about the past events you have had with Convoy of Hope and how they interface and how you work with them on these type of projects.
Yeah, it began, through a conversation. And Bob Bakke says that revival spreads at the speed of relationships. And so we were about 3 months into New Mexico Praise. This would have been March of 2017. And Pastor Jason and I went out to have coffee, one of my best friends. We were just sitting at Starbucks and saying, hey, we're praying together. But Pastor Jason said, do you guys ever have a vision to do outreach, like a big citywide outreach together with New Mexico Praise? And I said, yeah, like that's in our heart. We want to pray together first. That's the first and most important thing we do together. But I feel like united prayer will help, create the platform for us to do more things together as the body of Christ in Albuquerque and across the state. So we want to do it. And so Jason says, well, what about Convoy Hope?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I love Convoy Hope. Let's do it. They're like, honestly, right then and there, like Jason put in the call to Convoy. I mean, Jason, within like 24 hours, we were at the convention center signing a contract, for our first event in 2018, with no money, with just his church and my church on board. We just felt like we're going to go for this, And I felt like that the city would support it, that was under Mayor Barry. And I just felt like they would support it. And they did. They came through and donated a convention center for our first event in 2018. But, everything comes out of relationship. And so we did that first event, had over 5,000 people come that summer in 2018. And then last November, we did our second one, another $1 million giveaway, over 9,200 people, including volunteers. And the city provided a convention center. City Council gave us $25,000. And Comcast gave $25,000. And Press did the medical clinic and donations. And the Roofers Association gave $15,000. And like everybody, Chick-fil-A did the meals for 8,800 people. And you have these partners come together. And it's interesting, Jim, because it wasn't just Christian companies, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was Comcast. Comcast told us it was the best event for their region, which I think is a 5 or 6 state region that they'd ever partner with. And they say, we want to be part of whatever you do in the future. Mm-hmm. And so we get the call on last Wednesday, 9:30 o'clock at night. I'm getting ready to take my son Colin to the Taco Bell drive through, and Pastor Jason calls, says, hey, we got a truck. When? Next week. Okay. It's refrigerated. How do we make it happen? And just in 48 hours, we got it's unbelievable, Jim. all the partners that came together because of years of building relationships in our city. APS, Pastor Jason talked about that, said, hey, we're going to help you out. And Presbyterian came on board, and Comcast came on board, and all the partners, ESPN Radio and American General Media, and just boom, 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 down the line, all these people said, hey, we want to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's beautiful to see. That's the power of United Prayer, right? That we've had this covering of day and night prayer now for almost 3.5 years. And because of that, because of those relationships, because of prayer, that when something happens, like we got a truck next week, we're able to get all these partners on board. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing, Jim.
Amazing. Jason, you were telling us that you've got a lot of fresh produce, and Brian just mentioned it's a refrigerated truck, so you've got a lot of really nice fresh food coming this weekend. Tell us about some of the items and what people can expect. You expect to have groceries for 600 people? Is that roughly correct?
Yes, that's correct. And this is kind of unique. You know, normally with Convoy, we're getting non-perishables, but with everything going on, there's a new program called From Farm to Family, and we were able to get involved because of Convoy with that. And so the stress last week of the call was, hey, 24 pallets of produce and dairy, do you have room to put that in, you know, do you have refrigeration space? And I'm like, for 24 pallets, are you kidding me? So that's where APS came in. They're using they're actually accepting the delivery on our behalf, and mm-hmm. then the next morning on Friday, and then on the next morning they'll put it on their trucks and bring it to our site. So it will be extremely fresh. I mean, it's literally coming from a farm in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. And I'm excited about it. I think the recipients are going to be really excited about what they're receiving. I don't have the details. I can't tell you it's, you know, one apple and two tomatoes, or I don't know the breakdown, but it'll be a variety of fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, and then milk and butter and yogurt and various dairy products as well. I think it's going to be really, really good.
Well, I hope that there's a lot of people listening right now, not because they have need, but because if they're aware of what you're going to be providing, this is going to be a major blessing for them. And if you're listening and you know a family that needs these fresh grocery items, please let them know. And they can pick up these grocery items between 9 and 11. That's this coming Saturday, the 23rd. And it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 11 o'clock a.m. in the morning. And they can drive through the parking lot at Harvest Fellowship, 5331 Montagna Road Northwest. And they'll have these fresh grocery items packed for you and load them up in your car. You don't even have to get out of your car, right, Jason?
Correct.
And Jason's already kind of told us that you'll be following all the COVID-19 required things by the government to keep everybody safe. And of course, that's first on everybody's mind. Even as we start to open up and start talking about all this stuff, we have Brian Ollerid, the president of America Praise, and Jason Dickinson, pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Albuquerque, on the phone. We're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Duke City Ready Mix, your local premier concrete and gravel producer, recently received national recognition by winning the Excellence in Concrete Quality Award from the National Ready Mix Association. We are dedicated to earning your trust by our consistent quality, service, and by being a good neighbor, serving the entire valley. Visit us at QualityMattersHere.com or call 877-5777. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with Brian Ollerith, President of America Praise, and Pastor Jason Dickinson, the Senior Pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Albuquerque. And my first question of this segment is going to go to Brian Ollerith. Brian, I want to ask you a little bit about, well, you're familiar with our audience, and you know that our listeners are the type of people that when you sponsor the programming on KNKT, as your organizations have for a long time, you hear from our listeners. Not only do they give support and so forth, but they also thank you for supporting, the ministry of KNKT and all the other nonprofit organizations that we work with. So, Brian, I want you to talk about the partners that you've had in Convoy of Hope and this project this year, and offer some thanks to them and tell us who they are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jim. So I'm just a big believer in the power of partnership. You know, in the Bible, the harvest God of fish that God wanted to give the disciples was too big for their boat. Mm-hmm. Began to sink their boat. And it says they called their partners, right? Not strangers. They called their fishing partners, and the partners came in and sank their boat. So what the harvest God wants to give us in Albuquerque and New Mexico and across America is too big for one denomination, one church, one movement, one tribe. It's going to take the whole body of Christ working together. And so, you know, we've just been building relationships here in the city with churches, with pastors, with businesses, with nonprofits. And so, and part of that's just Jason and I's relationship, you know, working together. And Convoy Hope was his vision, and he invited me in to co-chair it with him, and I'm so grateful he did. It's just really changed my life. Be part of such an amazing thing. But, you know, for the past 3 years, Presbyterian has been, through friendship, has been one of our main partners. And for 2 years, they did the medical clinic plus a major financial donor. And so, you know, I get the call last Wednesday night from Pastor Jason. We're getting a truck. So, all right, let's reach out to our friends, to our partners, and, you know, text a friend, one of the VPs at Pres, Mary Eden. And she said, let me see what I can do. And by Monday morning, they said, hey, we're in financially. We're going to give. We have resources to give away, and we want to help make this happen in our city. So I want to thank Presbyterian. Reached out to our good friend, Lieutenant Governor John Sanchez, mm-hmm. you know, who's been on with us. And to Right Way Roofing, said, hey, we're in. We want to help pull this off. So we're getting produce, and we're getting dairy, but we want to add to that. We want to have more to give away. So they came in as a financial partner and reached out to our friends at Comcast Xfinity. And they said, absolutely, we want to help financially. And of course, Chick-fil-A has always been so generous. And so
They're going to provide meals for the volunteers, and then APS. And, you know, I think, Jim, I think when I came to the city, I heard the metrics of APS, you know, that we're not a good school district, that we're, you know, at the bottom of the bottom.
Sure.
And I think for years I was a critic, like so many people. And then my firstborn was time to go to kindergarten. And we really wanted, Mercy and I wanted to raise our kids bilingual. Mm-hmm. We were looking, there was no Christian school that had a full dual language immersion program, but there was a new APS school called Coronado that did. And so we took our daughter there, and we kindergarten, we just said, we're going to get involved. We're going to be part of the solution instead of criticizing from the sidelines. And Mercy became PTA president. I became the PTA president for several years and started raising money for APS and serving and giving our time. And I can't tell you how many, you know, mm-hmm. hundreds of hours we spent serving at APS schools. And we just felt like, you know, if we're going to make it better, we got to get in the game, you know, or it's not going to get better. If Christians just withdraw, how's it going to get better? And so I've come to fall in love with so many beautiful people. President of the school board, Dave Pierce, who goes on with us, dear friend, and Assistant Superintendent Madeline Cernabatamal, and Sandy Kemp over at the Food and Nutrition, and Christine Muir, the Executive Director for Title I. And so we just saw these friendships emerge and develop. That whenever we need something, we reach out to APS. When they need something, they reach out to us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how God designed it, the faith community would be the salt and the light of the community. And that the school district, when they have something, they should be looking to the faith community, right? We should be the number one place that they run to. They should see the church as the premier solver of problems, the premier provider of solutions, that the faith community is there with an open hand, open heart, not just to pray, but to serve. We see that with APD. You know, I could text Chief Geyer and say, hey, we got a big truck coming in. We're getting help with traffic. And Pastor Jason had a lieutenant in his church, and we could reach out to them through relationship, and boom, APD is on board with whatever we need to help with traffic flow. And it's just amazing to see that ESPN, of course, radio is one of our long-term partners. Anything we do, they help support us, and American General Media Radio. And then City of Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Just reach out to the mayor's team, and they say, hey, whatever you need. We'll help market it. We'll support it, whatever you need. You know, with 9 days, it's not easy for a city going through the biggest pandemic, you know, in anybody's recent history since 1912, to just say, you sure, with 9 day notice, we'll help you out. But they did. They said, hey, count us in, whatever you need. Yes. The city of Albuquerque will support you. So, you know, Jim, we just thank God for that. We thank God for the relationships, the partnerships that have been developed. And we see that prayer is making an impact through unity and relationships and partnership to make a bigger impact, to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. And yeah, it's been a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Question now for Jason. Jason, you and Brian, and I know you have a friendship, always find it interesting that Christians like to say that they were having coffee with somebody. And the Holy Spirit seems to always move when there's caffeine involved. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Jason, I want to ask you about creative ideas about ministry. I know there's a process for how those become a reality. You can't just say, Harvest Fellowship, yeah, we're going to do this tomorrow, we're going to do that. You've got a board of directors, you have people that are like-minded in your ministry. Tell us about that process and how these things get born and how they become a reality.
Yeah, you know, I tend to think that most organizations really overthink this. A couple of years ago, almost 7 years ago, the Lord called my wife and I back home to Albuquerque, and we weren't even here yet, and we made a commitment to God in prayer. We just said, God, whatever you bring our way, our answer is going to be yes. Mm-hmm. And that's really where it started. And I remember early on, you know, with our board of directors and with our staff and even with our church, you know, I really preached this message. It's just kind of some of our language. It's just say yes. And literally our philosophy is, if we sense that God is in the opportunity, we say yes. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, we've said yes a lot of times before we had the details worked out, before we had the financing in place, before we had the volunteers, before we had even a place to do things. And so, you know, there's probably much more strategic leaders than myself that you could interview that, you know, would give you, you know, 12-step process to, you know, taking a dream to reality. For us, it literally begins with us saying yes. Mm-hmm. We say yes, and God brings the partners, the resources, the people. I mean, Ryan and I were in tears last week because just watching how quickly, I mean, just it just came together. I mean, it's just absolutely a God thing. And I don't know, that's just, it's probably my personality and Brian's as well. We tend to live on that edge that if God doesn't show up, then we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And that's just where I want to be. I want to be in that place that it's beyond our energy, beyond our resources. It's so much more fun. There's definitely some scary moments along the way, mm-hmm. but it's an adventure to follow Jesus. And so that's really how we do it. And thankfully, my board and our people, they've adopted that phrase, just say yes. And, I mean, literally, I got the final confirmation, about an hour and a half ago that it was 100% that the truck is coming. And we had emails and texts and everything ready to blast out to our people to say, hey, it's a go. And within minutes of those going out, our people were already signing up. And I mean, it was just amazing. They're just ready to go at a moment's notice that if someone needs help, let's go do it. If someone, you know, if we can do it, let's dig in and let's go for it. And so we've really just developed a culture around that idea, and it seems to be serving us well.
Well, we're going to take another break, but when we come back, and I'm going to ask Brian this, I know that you described this, Jason, in the faith community and the reaction of your church and your leadership and all the spiritual things and the decisions of faith and counting on God to show up. But I want to testify that I happen to know from people like Chief Geyer and from representatives of APS that you two have earned a reputation of actually performing and doing what you tell people you're going to do. So I want to come back and ask Brian about that and how you've earned the right to be heard by actually doing what you tell people you're going to do. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. More with Jason Dickinson and Brian Allred. Stay with us.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. You'll get none of the hocus pocus, hokey pokey stuff the other guys try to pull. So here's the deal. We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. Come see why others rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaña, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Times are tough and getting tougher. New Mexico's worked hard to stand strong, but Democrat leaders are failing us. The left is playing with our lives, using coronavirus to cram socialism down our throats. We've had enough, and Jared Vanderdusen's ready to fight back. A native son of New Mexico, Jared Vanderdusen will do whatever it takes to get our state back on the path to health and prosperity. Step one. Vanderdusen will take on the socialist threat in Congress, stopping their dangerous schemes in their tracks. Step two, Vanderdusen will punish the Chinese government for their lies about coronavirus, introducing legislation to hold them accountable on day one. Step three, Vanderdusen will stand up to the liberal media and hold them responsible for sabotaging President Trump at every turn. For our health, our safety, our future. Jared Vanderdusen for Congress.
I'm Jared Vanderdusen, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jared for New Mexico.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Pastor Jason Dickinson, he is the pastor of Harvest Fellowship. They are located at 5331 Montaña Road Northwest. You need to know that address because you may know somebody that is in real need of some special grocery items and other supplies. And this weekend, They are going to be in the parking lot from 9 to 11, taking all the COVID-19 precautions, but they are going to be putting together fresh produce and dairy items and things for families, and you can pick up these items for free between 9 and 11 o'clock a.m. this Saturday, again, at the Harvest Fellowship, 5331 Montaño Road Northwest. Pastor Jason Dickinson on the phone with us today, along with Brian Allred, President of America Praise. These two gentlemen come up with creative things, and they act on them right away. But, Brian, I got to tell you, there comes an extraordinary effort that I know God does all of this and puts it all together, but you two, I don't know when you sleep. How do you, Brian, how have you earned the right to be heard by doing what you say for the city of Albuquerque and for a lot of these secular businesses that have come alongside you?
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. You're kind. You know, for me, it goes back to Matthew 5, verse 13 through 16. Jesus says, look, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. So that's about influence, right? That Christ positioned us here in the community to be salt and light, to be influencers. And so you just realize that you're stewards of influence. And if you steward your influence well, you know, if you're faithful with one talent, God will give you two talents. If you're faithful with two, God will give you four. The same with opportunities. If you deliver with one opportunity, they're going to trust you with more. It's just, it's how the kingdom works. It's how the world works. If you deliver on one level, then you get rewarded, you know. And so this is, you know, what Joseph did. He's working for a very secular leader. Pharaoh was not a pro-life leader, okay? was not a Republican, I'm pretty sure. Not right wing, not a Protestant, you know, but God positioned him here to be salt and light. And, because he stewarded that influence well, he got more and more and saved millions of lives. And because he came up with solutions, right? There was a problem. There was hunger and, coming, but they were in the middle of prosperity, and God gave him the wisdom how to steward that favor and influence, to bring lasting impact. And so, you know, I always feel like whatever door, Jim, that God opens for us, it's, we can say yes. It's just a matter of who do we take through that door with us.
Mm.
Because favor is never for you. Favor wasn't about Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the millions of people God didn't want to starve, right? So it's never about the individual. God gives us favor for a reason, so that we can use that favor to make an impact. And so I always feel like whatever door that God gives us, we can walk through it. It's just a matter of who do we take through that door with us, you know.
Yeah.
So if I can rally the troop, if I can build relationships, we can walk through any door that God would open up. You know, we just got to take the right people through the door. And so that just comes down to just simply just caring for people, loving people, serving people, seeing that you have no agenda but love, to lead with love. And people don't believe that. You say, we just love you, we don't have any agenda, and they look at you like, uh-huh. You know,
yeah,
they don't believe it. And then you have to go prove it. There's no other agenda. I don't want something from you. It's not a ploy. You know, there's no other agenda other than to love you and serve you and care for you. And then you do it again and again and again, and then they trust you. And then they say, hey, whatever you need, here we are.
Yes. Right? Yes.
You got a truck coming in, APS will take it to our warehouse, and we will package it, unload it, and deliver it to you in our trucks. You know, that's the power of favor that's been stewarded by many people, not just myself or Pastor Jason, but many people in our community have stewarded that favor. I'm grateful to our New Mexico Praise Board, Pastor Richard, who's the chairman now, and many others who've been laboring, Bishop Cooper, Pastor Danny, Pastor Nate, and Pastor Skip, that have labored to build unity in our city so that we could have these kind of God opportunities. So my pastor was Jack Hayford. He used to do a thing called Love L.A., when I moved to Albuquerque, I thought, man, one day I want to love and serve the city of Albuquerque. And I'll tell you, Jim, for about the first 15 years, there were no open doors. You know, anything we did, we had to do it alone and with limited success. And you're frustrated, but you just kept serving. And then little by little, once we built pastoral relationships, then we could do something together. And we built trust with the city, with the community. And now we have these amazing open doors. And we're just humbled and honored by that God's given us this, want to steward it with humility and grace, and always point the glory and fame to Jesus. There's only one person getting credit, and that's Jesus. Only one person being glorified. We're doing it all to lift up his name. Mm-hmm. And people ask me on ESPN radio, on secular radio, APD City, why are you doing this? Because of Christ. Because he modeled how to love people, how to serve people, how to care for people. There's no greater advocate for the poor in human history than Jesus of Nazareth. He modeled that, and we want to model that kind of love for our city. We want people to know what we're for instead of what we're against. We're for people, Republican people, Democrat people, independent people, black people, white people, Hispanic people, Native people, Asian people, rich people, poor people, liberal people, conservative people, young and old. We're for people because Jesus died for people. It's all about people. And we're grateful that in a city of Albuquerque we have those kind of relationships, Jim.
Yes. I want to ask Jason, in your congregation, I kind of have a twofold question. You are obviously prepared to share your faith when people ask a reason of the hope that is in you. And I'm sure you're training up other people, young people, old people in your church. You're pastoring them. You're caring for them. Tell me about the difference between, and this is way off script, Jason, so I'm putting you on the spot. How is it different? How is it different for people that are, say, over 30 years old and people that are under 30 years old? Is it more or less a challenge to share your faith with people in those age groups?
I don't know that I have an answer based on age group so much as just everybody is different. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that, you know, changes it is where you've been in life. You know, if you're talking to someone who grew up a particular way versus someone another way, the conversation just has to be different. You know, you have to meet people right where they are. Mm. And I know there's a lot of studies out about, you know, this generation, you know, thinks this way and this generation thinks that way. And there's so much truth to that. You know, but, you know, when you look at Jesus, I mean, he just, everywhere he went, he's meeting people. And as he met people, he met them right where they were. He told stories that would relate in the way that they would understand, you know. And I just, again, I think we tend to overcomplicate this stuff. The scripture says they'll know us by our love. Mm-hmm. And so our strategy is we're gonna love first, earn the right to speak into someone's life, and then be ready to share the gospel with them right where they are in a way that would make sense to them. And so that's really how we try to do that.
Well, it's amazing what is happening. And Pastor Jason, will you summarize one more time what is happening this weekend, when it will be and where it will be, and how people can take advantage of this convoy of hope, these groceries and things that have been delivered or about to be delivered to our city?
Absolutely. It's a one-day giveaway this Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at Harvest at 5331 Montaño Road, Northwest. It's a drive-through event, contactless. We'll be meeting all the COVID requirements, keeping everyone safe, and be giving out over 30,000 pounds of groceries and other much-needed supplies, and we are just so happy to be able to bring some help and some hope to those in our city who need it at this time. It's not enough, but it's what we can do right now, and I should mention we're excited because there's a lot more in the works to bring a lot more supplies to our city in the coming weeks as well. So.
Well, and I spoke briefly with Pastor Matt Moffitt from Calvary Church this morning, and he told us that you guys are even working on some other things that are going to be happening a little bit later in the summer.
Yes. Yes, we're working on getting several more trucks both here as well as out on the Navajo Reservation, where we all know it's so, so needed. You know, bottom line is all of us in the faith community here, there's a whole bunch of us that are good friends. We work together. There's unity. We're leveraging every resource, every relationship, everything we can to help as many people in New Mexico as is possible in this season. And it's just amazing what God's doing. It really is.
Amen. Brian, how can our listeners come alongside you guys in your efforts?
you know, I think first of all, pray, you know, pray for the event, pray for the logistics, pray for the families that'll come, pray that they'll feel the love of Christ through the food, through the groceries, through the resources we give away, that it'll be more than a giveaway. It'll just be a powerful demonstration of the love of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so prayer. Number two, you know, if we're volunteering, serving, I think number three, financial, it takes money, you know, to do this. And so I think, you know, always pray, serve, give. But first of all, pray. If you can do anything, pray, you know. And but we'd love for people to partner with us as we continue to work to serve and care for this community.
Brian, how do they get in touch with you to do some of these things? Should they get in touch with you through the America Praise website?
Yeah, I think they can go through America Praise if they want to give a donation there. Just in the memo, put Convoy Hope. So that would work. And then, Pastor Jason, you want to give your information as well?
Absolutely. Best way would be an email, jdickinson@harvestabq.org, or through our website, harvestabq.org. So.
And people can get, you know, really connected with you guys and help, in many ways. I'm amazed at how much people put together. These Convoy of Hope trucks are just loaded with all kinds of really cool stuff, but there's so many people now that are in need. So when we come back, we're going to talk with, I'll start with Jason when we come back and talk about the need and how you see that growing or reducing as we continue through this COVID-19 pandemic and reopening and getting people back to work. So we'll be right back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us.
The future of car buying is here at PetriePressGo.com. From fingertips to driveway, PetriePressGo.com is the easy and safe way to buy or lease from the comfort of home. Browse thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles. Click. View pricing, instant trade-in offers, real-time loan approvals, and more. Buy completely online without ever visiting our dealership. At your pace from home with doorstep delivery. Get started now at PetriePressGo.com.
This week on Bless Israel with Yael Eckstein.
It's an extraordinary time for Jews and Christians to come together to say we are there for one another.
Join us for Bless Israel, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews at helpjewishpeople.org.
This is Chip Lesko. I want to let you know that Star 88 and KNKT are sponsoring a mission trip to Uganda in October. We'll be working with Bev Rich at the Called Christians compound in Jinja. I'll be leading this mission, and it will be no tourist trip. Here's the plan. We'll be doing prison, hospital, and slum work in Jinja, also taking a tent with us and a sound system to go to several villages and conduct evangelistic crusades, conferences, and children's church. So we'll work hard, but we'll also play hard. We'll have a chance to take a boat ride on Lake Victoria and see the start of the Nile River. Another highlight will be two trips into a big game park on safari. This is going to be a unique and productive trip, and we still have places available for you to go and to serve. If you want more information and an application, email me at studio@star88.fm. That's studio@star88.fm. The dates are October 1st through October 19th of 2020.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I just received an email from one of our listeners. They want to ask a question of Brian Allred, president of America Praise. We also have Jason Dickinson, the senior pastor of Harvest Fellowship in Albuquerque, on the phone with us this afternoon. So, Brian, here's the question. They want to know, this listener is asking, how is America Praise kind of bringing people together to pray about things during this COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. You know, we beginning in March, we really focused on 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And so we really made that a focus during COVID-19, a prayer for healing of the land. Mm-hmm. And because the verse in verse 13 is, when I send a plague among you, when there is a fire, right? And so It's not if, but when. When tragedy comes, when plagues come, then if my people. It's conditional. If my people will, then I will. And so we really focused on that. And so we have seven major prayer focuses that we have. But during this season, we've been focusing on praying for spiritual awakening and then praying for healing of the land, that God would heal the land. And we've seen amazing results with that. We've seen God really, really hear from heaven, really unite people. Around the same time, middle of March, we were doing 21 days of prayer. I couldn't travel, so we did 21 days of prayer from my living room and had 700,000 views, unique views, over 21 days. And I thought, where could I have gone and done a prayer rally and had that many people participate?
Sure.
Impossible, right? Mm-hmm. The power of social media. And so we were doing that around the same time. There was this movement called Unite 714 that I saw on Facebook with Robert Morris from Gateway and Pastor Chris Hodges from Church of the Highlands, and Jensen Franklin, Christine Kane, Brian Houston, people like that. So we jumped on board with that. And so in the middle of all that became a partnership between America Praise, myself, and Unite 714 team. They asked me to come on, and we've now seen people. And so we're asking people to do two things: pray twice a day, 714 a.m., 7:14 p.m. Pray for two things: God bring awakening and God heal the land. And so we've had 80,000 signups, most of those churches in 179 nations now in 10 weeks, including the Archbishop of Canterbury signed up to pray with us. And just it's gone global. Mm-hmm. So there's this idea right now gaining massive global traction. Let's pray twice a day. And the Catholics have that rhythm. Morning and evening prayer. The Bible, David said it, morning and evening, you know, I will lift my hands before you. My prayer will be for you like the morning and evening sacrifices. So, you know, if you get up at 8 or you pray at 6 and you forget 7:14, that's fine. We just thought it'd be an easy way to tie it into 2 Chronicles 7:14. But pray twice a day, God heal the land. But bigger than that, God brings spiritual Christ awakening. And because when people are desperate, here's the thing we saw, Jim, that with COVID-19, Google said that for every 80,000 new cases, prayer search doubled. Mm-hmm. And we're now over 4 million cases. And so we're seeing the largest spike in surge of prayer in human history. Mm-hmm. So literally, we believe that right now there's more people praying than any point in human history. And we believe that God's going to respond to that. Volume matters. That each of those prayers are like go up to heaven, turn into incense. And when the cup fills up, God pours it out, right? We believe that the scale is going to tip. We are going to see a turning. We don't know what that'll be, when that'll be. We believe there's going to be a real turnaround. And we believe that God's doing that. I know that online attendance, most churches are reaching more people now than they did before.
Yes.
And so we believe we're at the very beginning of a spiritual awakening. Because the first side of an awakening is increased prayer, right? The first, God draws his people to prayer, touches their hearts. There's conviction of sin. We get our junk right with God so we can be salt and light to a broken world. And we just believe that only a united church can heal a divided nation. Our nation is more divided than ever. And prayer is that one thing, that common bond. We can agree on Jesus. So let's pray together. Catholic, Protestant, Evangelical, Pentecostal, Baptist, Bible, Seeker, I don't care. You believe in Jesus, let's pray together. You believe in the Word, let's pray together. Let's ask God for the promise of the Father that he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And that's the prayer, Jim.
Yeah. Jason, I want to ask you, as the pastor of Harvest Fellowship, how is your congregation and people in your church participating in this national prayer movement?
Yeah, we've been a partner of New Mexico Praise almost from the very beginning. We have a day. Our day is the 30th day of the month. And so that's part of the New Mexico Praise model, is that churches adopt a day or a part of a day. And so every month we're joining on the 30th and praying over our state. And so then adding in, you know, what was going on with America Praise and then with the 714 prayer movement. And I mean, it just kind of been able to layer, across, what we were already doing. So I have an alarm on my phone, as Brian and many others do, to remind me at those times at 7:14 to just stop and pray. You know, I just stop often. It's a very short 1 minute
you know, prayer, just asking the Lord to have mercy on our nation and on our world. And so we're participating in that way. And, I believe prayer has set us up in New Mexico for some great things. And I believe even in the middle of all of this, that God is moving in a unique way across our nation and across our world. I really do believe that.
Brian, I want to ask you if people understand generally what prayer is. And you so oftentimes just describe prayer as a conversation between you and God. Did we lose Brian?
Yeah, you know, it's this idea that we can just talk to God anywhere, anytime, any place about anything, right? Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Philippians 4, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. So prayer is this conversation with God. God, I'm really frustrated right now at work. God, I need finances right now. Lord, help me and my wife or my husband. We're struggling right now. God, help my kids. They're all jacked up on Mountain Dew, you know. God, help my church right now. God, be with me and or speak to me. David said, you know, my uprising and my downsetting, you know, every thought that I've ever had, you know it. And so it's this intimacy with God where we're doing life with God. And I compare, you know, I compare prayer to what Enoch had. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God for 300 years and then he was not, for God took him. And one Hebrew scholar says in the Hebrew, it reads like this, that every day, Enoch would get up and say, good morning, Lord, and they would spend the day together. And they'd walk together. They would intimate together, have life together, do life with God. And then, end of the day, you know, Enoch would say, good night, Lord, and God would go back to heaven, and Enoch would go to his tent. And after 300 years, one day, they were saying good night, and God said, hey, tonight, Enoch, you want to come back to my crib? And Enoch said, I'm going to miss my family, but I'd really like to be with you. And Enoch walked into eternity with God. That's prayer. Prayer is this ongoing, passionate, relentless pursuit of God. Prayer is everything that I do. Prayer is not when I close my eyes and bow my head and fold my hands. Prayer is my ongoing conversation with God throughout the day, my internal struggle, my doubts, my fears. I bring all that to Him, to the God who loves me, who's pursuing me passionately, relentlessly. And that's prayer. It's my life song. It's who I am. It's my life with God. And it's just a beautiful thing to be able to pray intimately. And, Jim, and so I just would encourage everyone to go deeper. I'm trying to go deeper this year than I've ever been in prayer. I'm not trying to coast. I want to get better at prayer. I want to get closer to God. At the end of his life, the Apostle Paul, who went to the third heaven, heard things that weren't lawful for him to speak on planet Earth. In Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him. There's so much more. There's so much more beauty, so much more power, so much more majesty, so much more richness and wisdom and glory of Jesus to know than I have known up to this point. And I'm pursuing him, and I'm chasing after him like the last Coke in the desert. I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. He made conformable to his death and the fellowship of his sufferings. I want to know Christ. And you could say, Paul, but you know him better probably than anyone. But there was so much more, right? Come and drink as much as you want. Whoever's thirsty, come and drink of this river of living waters. There's so much more about Christ, Jim, than I know. And I want to know him more. I want to know the Father. I want to know the Spirit. And for me, that starts and ends with prayer.
Mm. Well, you guys have really done some amazing things. In the year that I've been speaking with both of you, God has used you to do some amazing things, and I can only imagine that, you know, the folks that you work with are encouraged every day. The congregation at Harvest Fellowship, again, want to remind everybody, all of our listeners, that this weekend, 9 on Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at 5331 Montaño Road Northwest, that's a parking lot of Harvest Fellowship, there's going to be a no-touch opportunity for people in need to grab some fresh groceries, vegetables, dairy items, and everybody's praying that there might even be some more things donated. A truck is coming in from Convoy of Hope Albuquerque Public Schools is helping to receive all those goods, put it in their refrigerator, and then deliver it out to the site. So everything's going to be nice and fresh and crisp and high quality. So if you're in need of some groceries, you want to go to 5331 Montaño Road Northwest in Albuquerque. And I guess I want to conclude our interview today by asking both of you, what is the most important thing that you think people need to realize as they're experiencing some loneliness and some isolation during this COVID? Jason, you go first.
Yeah, you know, I think that the one of the tools the enemy uses the most is isolation. And I'm not saying this for or against the requirements that have been put on us, but the reality is people being isolated is playing games on people's minds, on their emotions, on their mental health. And I would just say very simply that you are not alone. Mm-hmm. You really are not alone. There are far more people that care and love you than you might know at this moment. And there's a God in heaven who knows you by name and that loves you and cares for you and deeply wants not for you just to survive this crisis, but to come out on the other side and to thrive. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say.
Amen. Last word, Brian Allred.
You know, I love what Jesus said in John 16:33. You know, he said, I've told you these things so that you, in me, you'll have peace. In this world, you're going to have trouble, right? This year it's COVID. Next year it could be something different. For you, it might be the loss of a job, death of a loved one, cancer, sickness. You know, in this world, we're going to have trouble. But take heart because I've overcome the world. So Jesus is with us, like Jason said. You know, that's the glory and power, you know, of the incarnation, that Emmanuel, God is with us. God came to live with us, and he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And through Christ, we find peace. In this world, we're going to have trouble, turmoil, chaos, confusion, anxiety. But in Christ, we have peace because he's always with us. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Mm. Amen. Jason, hey, I do want to ask you about the phone number. Do you have some people manning the phones at Harvest Fellowship in case any of our listeners want to give you a call?
Absolutely. Phone number is 505-899-0594.
0594. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't ask Brian, in terms of America Praise, give us your website and also very quickly, we only have about 30 seconds left, tell us about how people can learn about prayer with your new book that you've just published.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, you can go to americapraise.org here in New Mexico. You can go to New Mexico Praise, praise.org, and find out more about that. But yeah, you can go to When People Pray, W-H-E-N, whenpeoplepray.com, learn about my new book, When People Pray, What Happens When Ordinary People Pray to an Extraordinary God. And the ebook is free right now in Kindle, and then the paperback version comes out in June, and it's just a resource for people to learn how to pray through pain and turn your pain into purpose, how to keep loving Jesus when prayer goes unanswered and your heart breaks, and because I think everybody can relate to that, and that God is faithful even when we don't see it, even when it doesn't look like he's answering our prayer, he's listening. And God works all things together for good for those who love him, called according to purpose. So whenpeoplepray.com.
This weekend, Convoy of Hope is bringing a truckload of fresh groceries, some vegetables, dairy items. They're going to be delivered to the Albuquerque Public Schools. APS is going to help deliver those out to Harvest Fellowship on Saturday morning from 9 to 11. You can pick up these free groceries at 5331 Montaño Road Northwest in Albuquerque. It's all free. Following all the CDC recommendations and the state recommendations for health and continuing to take care of each other. Thank you, Brian Allred. Thank you, Jason Dickinson. We appreciate you very much. God bless.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.